This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Molly Forrest, CEO and President of the Los Angeles Jewish Home, a leading provider of comprehensive senior health care in residence services in the United States. Molly, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
It is a pleasure to join you. Thank you, Eric, for making this opportunity happen.
Well, you are more than welcome. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Los Angeles Jewish Home and your role there.
The Los Angeles Jewish Home is a 102-year-old not-for-profit established in L.A. for originally five elderly men to live in a private home. Today, we are thrilled that this year we will serve 4,300 seniors in all. 1,000 of them will be in residence in our facilities, and most, obviously, would be served out in the community through a wide variety of programs and services we make available. I have been the CEO and president of the LA Home since 1996, so I'm coming up on my 18th year here.
Wonderful. And what are the senior services that are in the most demand today and why?
I think historically it is true, and it certainly is true today, that seniors want services in their own home. They want them convenient to them, and they want to help regain health if that's an issue and maintain the health that they have. If they have a need for care, they want it to be a top quality care and preferably at a price that they can afford. The people who need a little bit of help on an intermittent basis can be very well cared for at home. Those who need a little bit more help on a regular basis can be cared for at home, often with a family member or a paid caregiver in the home. There has been historically since the 1970s about 5% of those over 65 live in a nursing home at all times. What has changed through the years is that seniors are enjoying longer and longer lifetimes. So in my first nursing home in 1972, the average age was 69. The average age in nursing homes in the United States today is 84, perhaps 85. Here at the Jewish Home, we say that we try to provide that highest level of care to the most frail and the most needy. So our average age in our nursing buildings is 91.
Very interesting. Now, how has your view of providing senior services changed with the expected explosion in seniors due to the baby boomers aging and the extended lifespan for both men and women?
What we have tried to change and adapt to here is looking first at how do people pay for services? 10% of the seniors have the resources that they can have whatever they want at home. 30% have enough money to, frankly, take care of their needs in their home, including 24-hour care, for as long as they want. Sadly, 30% of those over 65 have enough money for about 6 months in a nursing home, and then they will be out of money. And then that final 30% do not have the resources and, frankly, are dependent upon very limited incomes or already on the welfare program. So at the home, we looked at trying to serve as a not-for-profit the financially needy as part of our mandate of service. We also recognize that looking forward, there are going to be significantly more people living to the longest age and possibly outliving their resources, not just money, but frankly, siblings, spouse, and sometimes children. So we try to structure the home to provide the shelter with services on our campus to those who are in need, financially as well as socially isolated or medically, one-third of the 1,000 people who live with us do not have a living spouse, sibling, or child. And that will be more because baby boomers came of age during the birth control days and have had fewer children overall, and double the number of their parents chose not to have children. So 16% of baby boomers have no children, and they will be going into their elder years in some need of social support. We looked at, again, looking at the numbers exploding and living longer and having needs, how can it be economical, and how can we recognize that government resources are limited, more so now than when we started talking about this 17 years ago. So we have to find very wise and prudent ways to use Medicare, welfare, private insurance, and private dollars to provide the maximum service that we can to meet the individual need. Therefore, we have done all the community programs that you would normally expect. We have the Skirball Hospice Program, the Jewish Home Center for Pain and Chronic Care Management. We operate community clinics that are for seniors in particular. We do primary and secondary medical care. We have memory support groups. We are one of the 100 organizations in the United States that provide PACE, which is a program for all-inclusive care of the elderly, focused at keeping seniors at home who might otherwise be in a nursing home. We're one of the 102 recipients of an award from the federal government for innovation, and we started this last July. But basically, we follow seniors home from the hospital to try and make sure that they don't end up readmitting for something that could be avoided. We offer a home health agency. And then most recently, we are doing geriatric case management, where if someone does not have a family member, that we can provide the doctor and the nurse as well as a social worker to help manage for distance caregiving. Very comprehensive services. Those are out in the community. Inside the home, we obviously offer independent living, residential care with assisted living. We offer general skilled nursing care, a specific center for memory care. Extensively, we do short-term rehab. And then we also offer an acute geriatric inpatient psychiatric hospital. And mental illness in the elderly is one of the primary concerns discussed in all the literature and all of the think tanks focus on how can we do a better job to deal with mental and psychiatric issues for the elderly. So you said earlier that we are a comprehensive senior health care services and housing provider, and we think all the time, what more could we do? So we're working on it.
Sounds like you're doing a fabulous job. Today we are with Molly Forrest, CEO and President of the Los Angeles Jewish Home, a leading provider of comprehensive senior health care in resident services in the United States, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Molly, how do you educate caregivers about dealing with those they care for, especially those with dementia or Alzheimer's?
As I said, we have one center. It's only 96 beds. Goldenberg Simon Center, and it is specifically for those afflicted with Alzheimer's or related dementia. What came out of that was a need to provide caregiving support, and as we started it primarily for the families of those who actually have someone in residence with us, they would say, can we bring a friend? And so what started out with a class of about 30 or 40 is now a weekly class of about 80 people, four times a month. And it's run by psychologists and professionals who I think give the support in the social support of what they are doing and how they can manage their own personal lives, but also to give some very concrete help on how do you care for somebody at home who can no longer get in the bathtub. and what resources exist to provide respite care, and how do you feed someone who no longer can look down to look at their plate? So, you know, simple thing is you pile up phone books and bring the plate at eye level. So there are many things that we do in the caregiving support that are focused on the how-tos, and then how can you comfortably live a life and be a caregiver because of the stress of doing that.
The Jewish Home has transformed into a senior healthcare system, serving more seniors in their homes than in residence. What are the advantages to staying safely at home, and what programs and services does the home provide to enable seniors to live safely at home?
Number one, the biggest advantage is it is your home, and you know it, and you're comfortable there, so you're not having stress living in a different setting. Many of us go through our lives and you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom and you wash your face and you go to the kitchen and you flip on the toaster and turn on the coffee machine. After a while, you do those things by rote. You don't even have to think, okay, where is that room? How do I do this? When you change an environment, there's a background anxiety we all feel. When you go on a vacation, and it's a great vacation, you walk in the door and you say, it feels so good to be home. It's because you no longer have to kind of worry about where things are and where is your place there. So being at home is an enormous advantage for anyone to stay there as long as possible. When we can provide services in the home, we operate, if you will, a phone call tree that's called Connections to Care. And our staff work with each individual caller not to say, oh, gee, you need hospice and drop you into that box. We ask first, what is it that you need? What's causing the greatest stress for you? And then we try and examine for you what will help to support you in home. So we offer in-home care services. We offer home health care. We do the personal geriatric case management I talked about earlier. We can help arrange transportation to and from doctor's appointments. We can visit you after you're in the hospital to make sure you can stay home safely. Every time that we identify an unmet need, we try to figure out how can we meet that. And all those, gee, this we haven't heard of before, fall under what we call the Bridge Program, which is for someone who needs something that we're not certain how we would do it. Sometimes we have to sit and talk about what could we do to help.
What would be your prediction for senior care between now and, say, 2020?
Between now and 2020, instead of the baby boomers are coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're here. So that today we walk around in our restaurants and movie houses, and about one out of every, say, 8 or 9 people would be over the age of 65, and we'll see some walkers and some wheelchairs. By the time the baby boomers are fully in, one out of every 5 Americans, it's about 21% of us, should be over the age of 65. They will continue with the greatest, if you will, head-scratching moment is for those over the age of 85. That's usually been 1% of our population. And the difficulty is that about 40% of them have dementia of some type, and an equal 40% are living in nursing homes. That's going to go to above 2.5% as the baby boomers move through, if you will. So for the net, it's not just 2020. If you're looking at 2030 and 2040, we're going to have that curve extend and grow those who, frankly, will be the most senior and need a little bit of help from all of us to make sure they stay in their own homes as well and healthy as can be.
And lastly, what would be your advice for children of a parent or parents who may be needing assistance from the Jewish Home?
If they would want to call us for help, calling the Connections to Care line, which is 818-774-3304, we will do our best to help. We are not everywhere, and certainly your listeners are in various different places. If we do not have something available within our structure, we try and help them identify where they could call to get help elsewhere. The most important advice for both seniors and children of seniors is to have a conversation about preferences and desires and to do advanced planning as to what are the choices we would make if we were there and able to speak. My mother had Alzheimer's, and so for me, I'm one of seven children. And when you come to the point where the person cannot really make their needs known, you have to understand when is the right time to think about hospice and when is the right time that you don't think about it. I was fortunate in that my mother and father, because of the business I'm in, I had conversations with them both, and I had it sometimes with others of my siblings. So we all knew what their preferences would be. We deal all the time with families who say, I don't know. And that is a gift from a parent to a child, and it is a child's request of a parent that would really help a lot.
Well, Molly, if you would, before you go, how about sharing with us and our listeners where we can get more information online about the Jewish Home in Los Angeles?
The Jewish Home in Los Angeles, we have a website. It is www.jha.org. So www.jha.org. And we would hope that people would go online. There are a lot of videos about healthy living. There are things that give people information about medications and exercise, et cetera. And my favorite is a recent video we have of two of our residents who fell in love and are happily living together here at the Jewish Home, having met each other. I think they're both in their 90s or late 80s. So it's a wonderful story, and it's the right time of year for people to follow that story.
Certainly is. And Molly, I certainly want to thank you for taking the time to share this wealth of information on this topic. Certainly do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and thank you again, Eric, and my very best wishes for a lovely week.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Molly Forrest, CEO and President of the Los Angeles Jewish Home, a leading provider of comprehensive senior health care in residence services in the United States. And once again, the website of reference is www.jha.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.